this week we're doing something a little different, and we're going to play a game for you, the listener. So listen up.
Yes, we play a game.
Would you
Super
like to?
Super game.
Would this you week like to we decide who is spider and who is man.
Who is spider? Who is a man?
Because we're playing Spider and Man. Woo. This week on a very special Zero Issues. Tune in. Da, 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 da. Right now.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. This week we are gonna do a choose your own adventure sort of thing.
Yay!
Yeah. So some of our listeners might be familiar with the game Lasers and Feelings, which if you're not, it's a one page RPG, you know, like a tabletop game, but there's very little stats or anything, and everything that you need to know is sort of printed on one page. Maybe it's a double-sided page, but that counts as one page, right? We are playing a variant of that called Spider and Man. It's all Spider-Man.
All Spider-Man, all the time.
This is starting to sound like a bad comic book plot.
Credit goes to whoever made it because they didn't put their name on it, and the only link to its existence is a post on Reddit, so you know it's good.
It's gotta be.
So, before we jump in, I would like very much for the two of you to sort of introduce your characters.
Sounds good.
Because I'm gonna be All running right. it. I'm gonna be running it. You guys are gonna be the Spider-Men. So tell me about your guys.
All right. Well, the way that this goes, like you choose a style and one area to surpass, and a couple of things that is really very simple to choose and very basic. So the style that I chose for my Spider-Man, I am a thrill seeker.
Ooh.
There's a couple of different ways you can go. I went for the thrill seeker. There is one area in which you surpass all other Spider-Men. And I chose sticking to things.
You're the stickiest.
I'm so sticky.
So not a big stretch.
And then I get to, play what you know. Choose a number between 2 and 5. A high number means you're good at spider. I just like how that plays. Which means using your superpowers, fighting, doing things that put yourself in danger. Whereas a low number means you're good at man. Talking to people, showing up on time for things, acting calmly and carefully. I have chosen 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the higher end of spider.
You are more spider focused than man focused.
Yeah.
Yes. And the last thing, give your Spider-Man a cool Spider-Man name, like Spider-Man or Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And you chose?
I chose Spider-Man.
Ah.
But the spider part is all capitalized.
Yeah.
It's Spider-Man.
Yes.
Cool. You have to...
Like Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
Yeah!
And that is my character.
And Bri?
So mine, for my style, there's multiple you could go with, obviously. Genius, Angsty, Thrill Seeker. I went with Angsty. So I'm going to be an Angsty Spider-Man.
Never saw that coming.
I know, right? We're having some fun here. So I'm going to be Angsty. My specialty, my special spider skill that I surpass all Spider-Man is sneaking. So I'm Angsty and Sneaky.
Sneaky Angsty. Sneaky.
So my number between 2 and 5 to show whether I'm good at spider, which is the higher number, or man, which is the lower number, I went with 3. So it's a little bit of a, maybe it's a little bit of a, you know, you wouldn't expect it. He's angsty, he's sneaky, you know, and he's pretty good at being on time. He's a bit of a people person. He's not the peopleist person in the world, but he's not bad.
Or he's not good at either.
Yes. So, yes.
Maybe that's why he's so goddamn angsty.
Just sucks.
Exactly.
I went with a name that's not Spider-Man. I call myself Skull Spider. No. I'm Skull Spider because that's a real kind, and it also makes me think of the Ocarina of Time with those skull-toed spiders that come down, and I think that is pretty rad. And when you're angsty sneaking around, you probably spend a lot of time in your basement playing Zelda on the N64. I can't relate.
All right, so if Bri's going to go with an actual other name, I thought we were just doing Spider-Man.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
I'm going to name myself. I'm going to be Sticky.
Sticky. Okay. Let me just update your character sheet.
You are now Sticky.
Oh, do we have to choose between what kind of web shooters we have, or is that important?
You don't have to, but Bri, you chose mechanical web shooters.
I choose mechanical. I'm a purist.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go organic then.
Okay. I mean, you can make these things as deep or as shallow as you want, because it's
yeah.
All right.
So there will come times when I'm gonna ask you to roll a dice. When you want to do something risky or, you know, more spidery, you know, like using your superpowers or taking action, you're going to want to roll under your number. So you're going to, you know, in Merc's case, you're going to want to roll under a 4. In Bri's case, you're going to want to roll under a 3. If you're using a man based thing, so, you know, human interaction or careful consideration or something like that, you want to roll over your number. So if you're doing something with superpowers, you want to roll under your number, and that would count as a success.
Cool.
And depending on, you know, if you're prepared for something or if something is in your expertise, you're going to get an extra dice for that. If one of you can help the other somehow in a convincing way, you're going to get an additional dice for that.
Cool. All right. And you're basically being the dungeon master. Are you Madam Web in this scenario? Because the destructions refer
Madam
to Madam
Web in this scenario.
Are you going to do this whole episode in a Madam Web Spider-Man cartoon voice?
I can't, and I won't.
Okay, just use your imaginations, listener.
Because I couldn't keep it up for a full episode.
My dear boy, what? Whoever said that everything was supposed to be perfect?
Let me also just add that on this sheet, it says, player goal, get involved in crazy multi-Spider-Man shenanigans. Insist that you're the real Spider-Man at every opportunity.
Despite the fact obviously. That neither of you are Spider-Man.
But I'm Sticky Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. You're so Sticky.
I almost said Stinky. I'm the Stinky Spider-Man.
All right. So there's also a... There's a little bit of a thing for me to set it up. I had to pick a villain. I had to roll for that. I had to roll for what they were doing, what they were trying to get, and why they were trying to get it. So I did this ahead of time. And what you're going to be up against is that the Green Goblin wants to destroy or corrupt the Cosmic Cube, which will legalize all crime.
Oh.
Legalize all crime.
Yes.
Crime is legal.
He's going to give us a purge.
Exactly. It's a purge situation.
Yeah.
So, to sort of set the scene, you're a couple of Spider-Men who've pulled guard duty on guarding this cosmic cube. You know, there's this multiversal goblin army, and they've been trying to get their hands on it more and more over the past few months. It used to be the case where just, you know, one Spider-Man at a time would hang on to it, and they'd sort of trade off week to week, pass it through different universes. But because of the increased threat, it's been decided by the Council of Spider-Men that it's going to be kept in one universe with two unaffiliated Spider-Men keeping an eye on it at all times. And, you know, right now, that's the two of you. Sticky, you've pulled, you know, guard duty a few times, but, Skull Spider, it's your first time and you're stepping out of the multiversal portal, and you walk into this room and Sticky's there and you're there together, and you gotta keep an eye on this thing for the next, you know, couple days.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Skull, I'm Sticky.
Hey, I'm Skull Spider. How are you?
I'm Emo Spider-Man.
Floof.
I don't like that. I don't like being called emo. Care. Come on, man. Whatever. God.
Respect my individuality.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, smash! Skylight broken.
What?
Oh, no!
Three goblins show up. Hobgoblins.
And they're all Willem Dafoe.
We got three hobgoblins. We got Roderick Kingsley. We got Ned Leeds. And we got Roderick Kingsley's brother, Dan.
Jason McIndale, we don't need you.
They drop from the roof, and they're here to steal the cube. What do you do?
Let's sticky them up.
All right, well, geez. I'm going to take Let's both take, like, one of the Kingsleys, I guess. You can take Ned because he sucks. He's not even a real goblin.
So, we're each taking one?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm
gave
just
me another one.
I'm just talking.
So, I'm taking two. All right. I'll take Roderick and Ned.
Oh, okay.
Well, it feels like one should take on Roderick, and then the other one could take Dan and Ned. You know, I'll take Daniel and Ned, I guess. Whatever, I can handle two. Ugh.
All right.
So what do you do? How do you
take
them on?
Emo Peter hair flip.
Mm-hmm.
So we, yeah. So what do we do?
So yeah, like how do you want to take these guys on?
What sort of place? Where are we? Describe the room.
The room is it's a large spherical room. No corners in this room. No corners to hide in.
No
brown recluses here.
No sneaking.
And the cosmic cube is in the middle of the room. It's in this sort of glowing, you know, anti gravity holdy cagey thingy. There's a skylight. There's windows on three quarters of the room. You know, there's a door to, like, the spider armory off to one side, and there's probably an elevator in another corner, which don't exist in this room.
Fair.
All right, then. I'm going to web up the cage first and create a protective layer around the cube.
Yeah.
So at least, you know, if they do get past this, it takes them a little bit longer to actually get at the cube.
Okay. So that's a spider thing.
Oh, okay. So I got to roll for this?
Yeah. And you are sticky, so I would say you're doing a sticky related thing. I would say roll two dice for that.
Ooh, nice.
Roll two. Okay. So I only have one die on me, so
roll it twice.
Oh, I got one.
Okay. So that's a success because that's a spider thing.
Oh, right.
I
have to go under four.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
You want to get under four.
And three.
Okay. So that's a complete success.
Great success.
You did it. It's definitely stickied up now.
Nice. We knew you could do it.
The hell out of that. Thanks.
All right.
You know, my strength is more on the man side. And I have a question here. So I have mechanical web shooters. Could I, for example, if I wanted to, could I toss that over to Sticky? And he could have, like, double web shooters. Could I help him by giving him those web shooters?
You absolutely could.
So he could be extra sticky. He could be double sticky.
He could be the stickiest.
The stickiest.
If you want to do that, yeah. Hey, there's no wrong answers.
I think that's what I'm going to do, because I feel like Sticky's very good at being sticky. And this way he can shoot twice as many webs. And I'm going to... You know what? I don't even need these, because, you know, my real strength comes from within. So just take my web shooters. Just take them. You could do two. You could put them on your feet and shoot webs from your feet. You can do whatever you want.
I always show up on time, and I can talk really well to people.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, so if you're doing that, Merc, roll one more dice to see how sticky that was. Let's say that you did that before the web commenced.
Sorry about that.
Four,
and your number is four. So I
is four.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it doesn't really help.
Cool. This is always how it goes. Typical skull spider luck.
Well, isn't this the story of my life?
There is some stuff in the rules about, like, if you land on your number, but I think that, you know, if you land on your number with multiple dice.
Yeah.
So, okay. But they look really cool. You look really cool.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
As a secondary thing, now that I've protected the cube, mm-hmm. I'm going to go after one of the hobgoblins.
So you got Roddy.
I got Roddy.
All right, so he's there, and he's like, I'm a fashion magnate, but also a goblin, and I want that cube.
So I'm assuming they're on goblin gliders.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
I'm going to set up a couple of lines across so that it makes it more difficult, like, to fly around. So wherever he was heading, I'm trying to throw out a couple of lines in front of him.
All right, okay. That's another spidery thing. I would say roll one dice for that.
Three.
You do it.
Success.
And
success.
You knock Roderick Kingsley off his glider. He tumbles down and he snaps his neck and he's dead. Oh my god, he's dead. You killed him. Wow.
Oh, Roddy, I'm so sorry. And that was not my intention.
He met a sticky
His brother Dan is very upset, and he's extremely upset, and he just starts whipping pumpkin bombs.
All right. I am going to sneak up behind him and try to, I'm going to try to talk to him. I'm going to try to talk him down is what I'm going to do. Cause I'm good at talking to people. I'm going to try to like talk him down, but in an angsty way, because Daniel was pretty poorly treated by Roderick. And, you know, I want to sort of be like, you know what, man, you don't need that guy. You could be the best hobgoblin you can be, but like, you know, he was a dick to you, man.
Okay, but do it in a sneaky voice.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel. You don't need that guy. He was a bad brother, man. He made you wear a wig to pretend to be him. Hey, bald is beautiful, buddy. Why did he make you feel bad about it? You should be glad he's dead. Sneaky.
Sneaky.
Okay, so you're doing a man thing, but you are using that sneakiness that you're very good at. So I'd say roll two dice, and you want to get a high number. You want to get above three.
I got a three.
Okay.
And a three. I got two threes.
Okay, so in that case, what happens there is you've rolled your number exactly. You are the real Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm the real Spider-Man.
And you get special insight into what's going on, so you can ask me a question about what's going on. Your spider sense is amazing right now. It's amazing.
So I can ask about what's going on.
Yeah, you can be like, what, you know...
Like, on any level?
Yes.
So this is, obviously this is a Norman Osborn plot. Are there other goblins we're gonna have to worry about beyond these hobgoblins? Like,
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. And, was that my one question?
Yes.
Damn!
Oh, that was two.
That's it? That's the best you got?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Game over. Okay, so you're talking down Daniel Kingsley. While distracted with that, Ned sticks the webbed up cube to his back and jumps out the window.
Oh.
Daniel, however, Daniel is like he's sobbing, but he's happy crying. And he gets it, and he lands, and he says, I'm sorry. And he goes in for a hug. Do you want to hug him?
Yeah, I'm going to give him I'll give him a little hug. I'm not going to give him like a full embrace. I'm a little angsty. I'm a little too angsty to give a full embrace, but I will give him like a little like, like, all right, what's up, bro? That's
okay.
Fine.
Can you roll for that?
I will.
Can you roll for that?
It's a four.
Okay. So... You want to get over your number, and you did, so you do that. You hug him successfully.
It was, you know, he gets very little, you know, love like that, so I feel like even a little bit goes a long way for Daniel. Poor Daniel, really.
In the meantime, Ned Leeds is gone with the Cosmic Cube.
Oh. Like, gone?
You could probably catch him if you hurry up, but...
Yeah. Where is he headed? Is he headed back to that...
He's headed west.
Multiversal port?
Yeah, like they burst west. Into a skylight. He headed out that away.
All right.
He took a left at Albuquerque.
He's on his glider, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Going after him. Swinging.
You're swinging?
Pew, 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 pew.
All right. Keep in mind.
Oh, actually, hey, well, I'm gonna do this. If he went through the window, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do the double web and then pull myself back.
Oh, yeah.
Slingshot myself out.
Right.
And Bri, you're gonna pursue on foot?
I'm gonna get an Uber.
You're gonna get an Uber.
He's good. He's good at, he's
you,
a man.
You
he's
shoot a spider tracer onto Sticky and just follow him.
And just follow him, okay. Yeah.
Uber, follow that Sticky guy.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, I got right. GPS on my device, you know, which I'm great at using as a man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So if you're swinging, Merc, do some some spider rolling.
Okay.
I would say you're absolutely. I'd go with two because you do have double web shooters.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a five.
This might pay off.
Okay, so that's
and a one.
A five and a one, so that is a You know, you barely, yes. Well,
so
no.
Do,
we're
you,
not...
do you add them together? Like I'm supposed to get?
No, each one is like a separate thing.
Okay. All right.
So you were using the spider thing, so you wanted to roll under your number. You did that one out of the two times, so it's sort of a mixed success. So like,
all right.
You catch up to him as he's activating a portal to go somewhere, and you fall through the portal with him. And you're gone.
Oh, wow.
Bri, your phone's ringing, your spider phone.
Ugh, hate answering the phone. Why can't you just text? Alright.
Alright, and it's Spider Boss.
Oh, Spider Boss.
And he says, oh, jeez, I see what just happened. This is the first time you got pulled on this duty, and you already fucked it up royal. You fucked it up royal style. Where's the cube? Do you know where the cube is?
Ned has it.
Yeah, and where's Ned?
West.
You're not wrong. They went to, you know, prime goblin world.
Yeah, like, and I saw that there was a portal. Like, I get it.
Yeah, your partner's already there.
Well, I mean...
And what are you doing? Are you in an Uber? Are you in an Uber right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. Can I get more web shooters?
No, ma'am.
Well, sorry, but I don't have them anymore.
Well, hey, look. Well, we give you per diem while you're doing this for a reason. If you want to go buy some web shooters, that's on you, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I spent that on vapes, so sorry, dude.
Look, I'm going to give you the multiversal coordinates to where your partner is. I don't know if he's got the cube or not, but you got to go over there and help him.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, all right.
Do you understand? Do you understand?
I understand. Fuck. No, like, seriously, right, I do get it, dude. I'm really, I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry.
He already hung up. You're talking to the Uber driver.
I'm sorry that you have to deal with this, man. You're just doing your job, man. And I really appreciate you. So can you, like, bring me to these coordinates?
Privacy glass goes up. a portal opens in the Uber.
Oh, nice.
That you're able to go through.
All right, well,
Uber portal.
If I can give you a tip on the other side of this thing, I'll give you a pretty good one, but no promises. Boink!
I lost my web shooters and my wallet. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all digital. I'll pay you in spider coin. You accept that, right?
No one accepts that.
No one accepts that. No.
I have sticky coin.
Ooh.
Ooh, even better.
It's hard to lose, but also hard to give away.
Yeah. Oh no! I'm talking about physical currency.
Oh, I just yeah. Gross.
All right. In the meantime, on the other side of the portal, Merc, you get decked in the schnoz by Ned Leeds, who flies off with the cosmic cube. Mm-hmm. You fall to the ground. You're fine, though. Okay. You're fine. You land on your feet like a spider does. Yeah.
And he doesn't really have powers in the comics, right? So he was just kind of a frame job. Mm. So you're fine.
Anyway, the cube's gone, and you're both outside of this massive, massive skyscraper. You can see it clearly used to be Oscorp Tower, but Oscorp has been changed to just say Goblin, and it's the Goblin Tower. You're outside, you can see there's various goblins acting as guards. There's, like, you know, Bart Hamilton and the Two-Faced Goblin, who was, a fusion of, the Green Goblin and Harvey Dent from Amalgam Comics.
Really?
Oh. I wrote down every goblin.
Okay.
There's lots of goblins.
All right.
And they're sort of patrolling.
This is a deeply pro-Amalgam podcast.
You can
podcast.
Tell. Mm-hmm. It really is. But you can see that, like, you know, the cube is in the building, and you got to get in there somehow. What do you do?
All right, so I'm going to shoot two webs, and I'm going to pull back. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to do that.
You just launch yourself, baby.
The building down.
Yeah, I just hit the window and break my neck.
Technically four webs. Oh, you got so many webs you can shoot.
I'm just gonna walk up to the front door and try to walk in.
All right.
Sticky hand.
Let's go simple, baby.
You know what? Roll for man.
All right. Ooh. Oh yeah. I'm not a very good man. So I gotta get over. I gotta get five or six is what you're saying.
Yes.
Two.
Okay.
I don't man.
Walk up.
I trip on
you
the
walk
way
up to the door, and the hobgoblin of 2221 or 2211 looks at you and just sort of shakes their head.
Yeah.
Okay, and I turn around and go right back.
You're not on the list.
Not on the list, buddy. Get out of here. Sorry, just walking by.
Just Norman's having a Cosmic Cube rave in there, like...
turning the light switch on and off.
Okay, other Skull Spider, what do you have any ideas how we can get in? We're both outside here.
Man, you know, it didn't work for you, but maybe it'll work for me. I'm gonna try some spider stuff at some point, but I feel like I can get through to this
I'm
guy.
I'm gonna walk up to the front door.
I'm gonna go up, man. I'm gonna sneak.
All right.
I should do more than just sneak, I think, maybe. But you know what? That is my specialty, and maybe I can sneak past this this like D grade goblin to get into the door. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay. So would you say that you're doing more spidery or more manly?
That's a call.
Sounds more manly.
Are you just sneaking on the ceiling, or are you just like walking by and
whistling?
Yeah,
I think I'm just gonna sneak like a man. I'm just gonna. They're sort of like perched around. Like I'm gonna sneak like a man.
Sneak like a man. Yeah, exactly.
Sneak like a man.
It's like a Metal Gear Solid situation where they're sort of looking around and walking around guarding the door, and I'm just gonna try to sneak past them and not get caught.
Yeah, you just got to avoid their visual cones.
Exactly.
Okay. I would. Is there anything you could do to help, Merc?
I'll be off to the side going, over here! Over
distraction.
Here! Look at me, I'm so sticky!
Alright, so I would argue that that's a help.
Just shooting webs randomly.
Yep.
Yep.
So roll three dice to see how you do, and we're looking for, any number below three.
Three. Second dice is six, and third dice is three.
Okay, so so here's what happens. You casually stroll up, and you are immediately tased.
Oh, man! Oh, this sucks!
And you drop to the ground, convulsing, twitching... voiding
this
yourself.
This is worse than usual for me.
Oh, my angstiness.
And as for you, Merc, you're also tased.
What?
Aww, that's part that's of being a distraction. Fair. They were distracted
that's
looking
true
at you,
that's true,
and then they tased
that's true
you.
Okay.
You're both tased, and you pass out. You wake up. You're in what is clearly a prison cell with another Spider-Man. And he sort of looks at you and he takes his mask off and it's the real Andrew Garfield.
And we hug.
And that's where we're going to leave this for now, because we only got halfway through.
All right.
Wow.
And he says, this is the real shit now. he says, something cool.
Yeah. He says, I'm not in this cell.
That was a
I
joke
don't know what you heard.
Guy. Yeah.
I don't know what you heard, but I'm not in this cell. I'm like, I believe him.
He says, hello, this is my real voice. You forgot about that, didn't you?
Just like
I'm so happy to see you, man.
He says, yeah. Mondays, am I right?
Ah.
And his voice is that of Lorenzo Music.
Ugh, a spider.
Spider-Man and his amazing friends will return after these messages.
Want some web power?
It's yours with the amazing new Spider-Man Web Blaster.
It's Hobgoblin. Get him.
Load the web cartridge.
Blast him.
And Web Blaster lets you shoot webs just like Spidey.
There he is.
Web Blaster comes with 600 feet of crime-busting web.
We got him here. No, we got him hair.
With the awesome Spider-Man Web Blaster, you've got the bad guys covered.
Where'd he go?
There he is.
Get it.
Each Spider-Man Web Blaster is sold separately and comes with two web fluid cartridges. Additional refills sold separately.
We now return to Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
So, yeah, you're in this jail cell. Andrew Garfield is here. He's wearing a Spider-Man costume, but he's, you know, he's got his mask off so you can see his half foot of hair. And yeah. He's just like, they got you guys too, huh? I don't even know, like, I'm clearly not a Spider-Man. They just threw me in here.
Well, like, that doesn't sound like Andrew Garfield.
Why are you wearing the costume, though?
Well, do you have an American accent?
Were you on set?
Okay, I'm gonna answer this thrill seeker here first. You know, I don't remember your question. Other guy, I wasn't on set. It's a sex thing. Are you happy?
Kind of, actually.
Well, I was. I was very happy.
All right. You know, this day's looking up.
Spider tracers everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
So you guys just, like, good to hang out in this jail cell with me? Like, food's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. It's between Hot Pocket and Pizza Pocket.
God, there's a between?
There is, and you're going to get it in about, I don't know what time it is. There's no clocks in here, and...
I left my spider watch at home.
Yes.
I got my phone.
You left your spider watch at home, too?
Hold on, let me see my Uber, it went through. I didn't have that money. Can't even afford web shooters.
So, like, I'm all up for getting out of here. I don't really have any powers, I can't do that. I've tried tricking the guard. It's really hard to do that with just the one of us. Do you guys have some sort of plan for getting me out of here?
Okay, let's do the old classic, somebody is in pain or falls ill and starts screaming for help, and then the other two are... hidden, and then jump the guard as they come in.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So, I don't know about you guys.
We can stick on the ceiling.
Yeah, so. and I'm a classically trained actor, so.
Exactly.
I can also skateboard if...
maybe after, Andrew.
Okay, cool. I'll skateboard after. That's, you know what, I was gonna anyway, so.
You know, if we go to, like, some abandoned factory, maybe we'll think about it, but I don't see that happening.
And then we'll find Steve Buscemi, and he can skateboard and have a Spider-Man thing.
Yeah.
Throw back to 200 episodes ago.
You guys know Spider-Shemi?
Yeah.
All right, so how do you do that?
Well, you gotta yell.
Okay, so yeah, Andrew Garfield... lies on the far side.
All right, I'm gonna go lie on the far side.
Help me! I'm in pain. Help me! Help me! Guard! And other Spider-Man and I, we can right up close to the ceiling underneath or above the door. And as soon as the guy opens the door and comes in, we jump him.
Okay, well, hang on a sec. I'm gonna have to roll for Andrew Garfield, I guess.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, Andrew Garfield is now a character in this game. I love it.
Andrew Garfield is certainly more man than Spider, so he's going to have a very low... Is it a low number or a high number? He's going to have a high number.
It's a high number. High number, yeah.
He's a high number, and he's prepared he's prepared through a lifetime of acting.
Mm-hmm. And a lifetime of hating Mondays.
Kyle gets to be Madam Web and Andrew Garfield.
So let me just boot up the old dice roller sequence. Beep, boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, boop. All right. He got a 1 for his first roll, but he is going to get a second roll because he is prepared.
Right.
True.
And he got a 4. So he doesn't succeed.
Uh-oh.
I love you guys. Thank you.
So Andrew Garfield is on the ground. Oh, I got poops. These poops are really... He's forcing himself to break out in a sweat. He's got that natural sheen, though, so, you know.
Too many pizza pockets.
The guards, too, come up, and they're like... They just look down at him and, you know, lying on the ground, like, doing the old I got poops routine. You think that's gonna get us? They are paying attention
to
him.
They're multiplying.
They are paying attention to him who's on the ground. You might be able to do something with that.
Yeah. Okay. So to backtrack, I believe that you still have your regular webs and also my web shooters.
This is true.
you've still got my mechanical web shooters, and you've got your very, very sticky organic web shooters. We never clarified where they come out of, but let's not get into it.
Exactly. Can I give you your mechanical shooters back? So
that's, I'm just saying, you can keep them. That's entirely up to you. I'm not asking you for anything because, you know, man, like, I don't care. Whatever.
Just take the fucking shooter.
Fine.
Take the web shooter.
You're whispering this while on the ceiling, right?
While on the ceiling.
Yes.
The guard says, I'm not going to keep looking at you for much longer, Mr. Garfield.
You know, I'm going to feel really bad about it, but I think we gotta hang these dudes. Oh, we don't have to kill them. We could just hang them from this, web up their mouth and hang them in a non-fatal way.
Oh, okay.
Just web them up.
We're jumping the spider shark
You
there.
Shouldn't
okay.
feel yeah. that bad about it then.
Well, I mean, like, I'm very angsty, and Parker Guilt is pretty bad at regular level of angst, so maybe I do.
Fair point.
So, all right. I'm gonna...
Let's spider these guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna right. shoot my web. There's two guards?
There is only one guard.
One guard! Oh, man. One okay. guard. I'm gonna web him. I'm gonna try to web him up.
Okay.
So he, like, web him up and pull him up and hang him, but... You know, I feel like I need two web shooters for that. So my thought is, you know, somebody should web up his mouth so he can't yell. So maybe we should do a sticky tag team. What yeah. am I saying?
I'll allow it.
That's just my thought.
I think
thought.
We have an episode title.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God. So I'm gonna make you both roll a dice. Bri, I want you to roll one. Merc, I want you to roll two because you are good at. Stick. Oh, you know what? I'll let you both roll two, because Bri, you're good at sneaking. Merc, you're good at stickiness. So
that's true. That's true.
And you're
yeah.
trying to get under your numbers.
I think, like, grabbing him without being, you know, playing to our strength somehow. So I'm rolling two. I got five and five. Two fives.
Okay, so
I got six and a four.
So those that's all failures. That's all failures.
We just webbed up Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, oh, no! you accidentally just stick him to the floor. He's, you know, he's just in distress.
Well, now it's convincing.
But now the guard is extra distracted.
The guard looks up and he's like, "You guys are sick of this guy's shit too, right?" He does this constantly. He's been here 6 years and he does it almost every day. He says he likes the hot rolls, which is what we call them. We call them hot yeah. rolls. Part hot pocket, part pizza roll. All delicious. Ish.
You know what? Gobblers.
You know what? He's like, Garfield, you're not leaving this cell. You've just been a pain in the ass. You two guys, you don't gotta share a cell with this guy. Come down from the ceiling. Get down from there. I'm going to bring you to another cell. I know. He's a flipping nightmare. So he opens the door to the cell and motions for you to come out.
Okay. We follow him out.
And he brings you out into a room and he says, all right, we got another cell just over here. And you're sort of in this this dungeony, courtyardy sort of area. You can see there's a room to your left. There's a room... straight ahead, and you can see a glow sort of, you know, between left and ahead, you can see it. There's a faint glow coming from around a corner. And he starts starts walking you forward.
Towards.
He's leading the way. You're both behind him. He's walking you towards what looks to be, you know, another jail cell down the hallway.
I'm going to punch him in the back of the head.
Merc's going to punch him in the back of the head. All right, that's definitely a spider thing. I want you to roll for that.
Two.
You were looking for under four, so two is a success. You punch him in the back of the head.
Spider punch!
Good old violence, you know?
Surprise!
And he goes down like a sack of potatoes.
A sack of spiders.
Mm-hmm. He does as he goes out, he goes, ah! He makes a loud noise.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Bri?
I'll just put in the clip of, like, the original Spider-Man game for the PS1 one where somebody gets punched.
Yeah.
Can I steal his wallet?
Can you do that in-game?
I'll try. I'll see if he's got something on him. Can I, like, see if he's got, like, anything on him that might be useful? Like, I'm just gonna... And if not, that's fine. But I'm gonna try to steal...
Keys, key cards.
I'm gonna do a very man thing and rob him.
He does... Okay, all right. You're gonna do a very man thing and rob him. I want you to roll for that.
I'm going to. One dice?
And you're trying to get over three.
Over three, and it's one, right? Or is it two? I don't remember
rules. Just one. Just one. All just right. one.
Four.
Four? All right. You find a key card and $3.
Yes! Woo-hoo! Oh, I really need that $3.
All right. So, he's unconscious. You don't hear any of the guards coming right away, but they're probably going to be coming pretty soon. There is the hallway dead ahead that he was leading you down. It goes straight, and it also turns off left. It's sort of dimly lit. To the left, you can sort of see that glow.
Can we see the cell that he was going to take us to?
Yeah, if you go, keep going forward, there what looks to be another cell, like straight ahead, maybe about 20 feet.
Okay. Okay. Can we toss him in there?
It's not like jail cell. It's more like a room. But yeah, you can absolutely do that.
So we could have just walked out. We could have just gone in there. He would have left, and we could have just walked out any time.
All right. So you're doing that?
I punch him again.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, put him in there so that, like, he's not so obviously in there and people might not notice.
Get him comfortable. He was very nice.
Okay, so you go that way. There's a door. Open the door. You walk right into the guards' quarters. Shit. There are four other goblins in there. There's Normie Osborn. There's Hobgoblin 2211. There's Demo Goblin or Demo Goblin, and there is Phil Urich.
So these guys all suck.
No, Phil Urich.
And they're playing poker, and they look, and they're like,
So we just toss this guard in here, and then close and web the shit out of the door.
All right, I want you to roll spider for that. I'm gonna let you roll two dice. Bri, are you gonna help him?
I'm gonna shoot some webs, baby.
Okay, so. Merc, I want you to roll three dice.
Three.
Mm-hmm. You got a three. Okay.
Three.
Ooh.
Four.
Three, and a four. That is going to... You know what? I'm going to say that is just a straight-up success. You did it. The door is shut. You can hear them from the other side, like, oh, come on. I'm from the future. I'm a future one. And you do that.
I didn't have to web, so can I make them feel bad? I want to taunt them.
I mean, you did help, and that's why Merc was able to roll.
Oh, right, you're right.
I mean, you can always make someone feel bad, but you'd have to roll man for that.
That's true. I just want them to know that they're some of the worst goblins that exist.
Okay. They know.
They know. Okay, they I don't know. Have to.
Like Major Tom's wife, they know.
Yeah.
Okay, so that way is sort of closed off now. So there's two paths that are, back the way that you were, both to the left. Let's call them left path and right path.
And where was the glow?
The glow would be where, I'd say where, like, right path is.
Yeah.
You want to take right path?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty pressing matter. I mean, we don't want to have a goblin purge situation. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm not being character. Let's just get this over with. I got important stuff to do. And I got a lot to worry about.
Like what? That's Andrew Garfield from down the hall.
Shut up, Garfield. You're never making Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Knock on wood.
I don't know why I'm being mean to him. I'm taking out my own issues. I like that guy, actually.
So, yeah, follow the glow, and hopefully the Cosmic Cube is around that corner.
Okay, so you go down that path. You walk out into this big sort of medieval-looking, dungeon-y, spooky room. Cobblestones everywhere.
And it's Andrew Garfield. No.
It's Tobey Maguire, and he's kind of underwhelming, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get him mad.
Get out of the way! I can't see! There are cars there, motherfucker! Get out of the way!
You walk out into this room, and in the center of this room is almost looks like a fireplace that has like a big projection of a cosmic cube.
Uh-oh.
And it's just like a hologram sort of, like, and it's narrating This is the plan. Steal the cube. Legalize crime.
All right. We found the part where the villains explain their plan.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
It's kind of a crappy plan.
Mm-hmm. But you can see, you know, you walked in and you can sort of see where you had come from the dungeon cell. You can also sort of, you know, see back to where the guards' quarters was. And you can see three more rooms. One is labeled EA, one is labeled PB, and one is labeled HF.
EA Games, Peanut Butter Sandwich.
Peanut Butter Sandwich.
And what was the last one?
Holy fuck.
What was the last one?
HF.
Holy fuck. HF.
Hot fudge!
Hans and Franz.
Hot fudge! He's always been after that cosmic cube, you gotta admit.
For the uninitiated, Hot Fudge was an early name for the Red Skull. When Joe Simon was inspired by a melting hot fudge sundae that he thought looked like a skull. And now, you know that.
Where would you like to go?
Bri, I'll let you choose.
Could go for a PB, I can tell you that much. I'm desperately poor. So hungry.
Let's do it. PB it.
But hot fudge is also technically pumpkin food if it's not the Red Skull.
It's pumpkin bombs.
Oh! That might be useful.
All right. You go to that room, you open the door, and yeah, it's full of pumpkin bombs and one jar of peanut butter.
Yes!
What do you want to do? Nobody's in there. It seems like no one else is down here. Everyone was in the guards' quarters. And
yeah, really?
Still is.
Do I have to roll to eat the peanut butter?
No, I'll allow that as a free action. Now you're both sticky experts.
Yeah, we're both sticky.
Now we're both
sticky.
Well, I feel like we should grab a bag and load it full of pumpkin bombs.
Yeah, or even make a web bags.
Ooh.
And take a bunch of pumpkin bombs so that we're ready to take on whoever.
You know what? If you're doing that, I'm considering that a spider thing, and I want you to roll for it.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Merc, you get two. Bri, you get one.
All right.
Six and a five.
Okay. You make
so a... I just webbed Andrew Garfield again.
Yeah. He's like, and you can hear him off in the distance.
Oh,
like,
man! How did you hit me from another room?
What about you?
I got a two.
Okay. So you managed to make a little fanny pack that can fit two pumpkin bombs in there.
So he's got two balls.
Correct. Now, are you going to wear that fanny pack frontwards or backwards?
I think frontwards.
Okay. That'll come into play later, maybe. Or probably not.
details are important.
What would you like to do next?
Well, if I couldn't make... I'm at least going to just pick up a couple of them.
Okay, just carry them around.
Yeah, sure. I'll just grab a couple.
All right. Okay. So you both have two pumpkin bombs.
So we got what HF and EA.
Mm-hmm.
Can we keep?
What could that
can
mean?
We keep doing this?
Would that be like a hover flyer? What was his? I don't know.
What's to a what's goblin HF? Glider? So there's no
goblin
GG.
Glider. Yeah.
EA. HF.
The HF has like a normal opening door. The EA has like sliding doors that open.
Hmm.
Okay.
HF is hair formula, which is what makes the Osborne hair work like look like that. So yeah. I don't really want that. Though then again, we're all pretty bald. So,
are you bald as a Spider-Man?
I imagine my dude has some floppy like hair going on.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, let's go to HF, and can we just? Oh, I'll get Sneaky Boy. Sneaky Boy.
Yeah.
Can. Quietly just open the door a bit, peek. Just to look in, to see, just okay. Take a peek.
Right, we don't know what's going on in this hair formula room, so I guess I gotta roll to do that, I guess, right?
Yeah, roll two, because you're good at sneakiness.
Oh, I'm so sneaky. Alright, I got a one and a three.
So, you know, you go to open the door, and there's a series of brooms leaning against that door. You push the door open, all the brooms clatter to the floor.
And we yell, holy fuck! I get it.
And a bunch of little kids with Norman Osborn hair are in there, and they all turn and look, and they're like, oh, is this part of the Hall of Fame exhibit? And they're looking at a series of cool... animatronic statues of various green goblins, sort of like the Hall of Presidents at Disney World.
I'm very excited for animatronic Willem Dafoe.
All right, we'll close the door and run into the other one.
All right.
Really quick.
Deal.
I mean, I'm glad I saw it, but I don't want to spend a lot of time here.
You know what? No. Due to the cowardness, I'll allow it. All right, so the other door has a spot for a key card.
Oh!
And we stole a key card.
I stole that! Aw, man, stealing rules. I was supposed to be angsty, but I'm just sort of like a shitty teenager. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, otherwise known as a teenager.
I'm fine with it. So I'm going to use the key card on the door like a man would.
Okay. I don't think you need to roll for that. I think
no.
I keep missing.
Yeah.
You put it in upside down, and then you put it in the right way, and then you put it in upside down again, and the third time it works.
It's really weird.
Mm. Yeah. The sliding doors open up, and it's an elevator.
Ooh.
Hop on.
All aboard.
Let's go.
There's only one button. It's marked penthouse.
Boop. Point of no return. Mark
presses the button. And, you know, the elevator goes up, plays this elevator music right here. The man is a Spider-Man.
Yeah, pretty bad. It's like a Muzak version of a Green Goblin theme.
So you go up and up and up and up and up, and it takes a while. Mm-hmm. But finally the doors open. Bing bong. And you are in a beautiful, lavishly decorated... high rise, you know, apartment penthouse. There's a beautiful fireplace and crystals and things. I don't know what rich people like. The walls are white. Everything's white in the room for some reason.
Healing crystals.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. This one attracts wealth. I don't know.
This one attracts lice.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
This one, yeah. Ooh. And you can see there's a chair, someone sitting in the chair. It's facing out the window, or, you know, whoever's there is looking out the window, and they swivel their chair, and it's Norman Osborn. And yeah. There he is. He looks at you, and he's petting a small hairless cat with the face of Willem Dafoe.
Yes!
And he says, well, if it isn't my old friends, Spider-Man. To what do I owe the pleasure, gentlemen? And the cat just says, can Spider-Man come out to play?
I knew that was coming.
Man, that cat is unholy.
So you can ask...
Where's the Cosmic Cube, Norman?
This? And he... Well, this isn't it. This is an illusion of it. He holds up, you know, a projection of it. It's safe. It's safe. Don't worry. But while I've got you here, think about it. You've both, you know, along with all your multiversal counterparts, you've spent your entire lives trying to fight crime. But crime based on whose rules? If all crimes were legal, there'd be no such thing. And you could finally live the life that you want to live. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
It does. I'm in.
Wonderful.
I mean, no.
I was going to say, if you're trying to lie, yeah. Roll for that.
All right, I'll try to lie. I'm going to... So I need what? Over four?
Yes, you need over four.
Six!
Okay, he believes you. He's like, you know, I like this one.
You seem sincere.
I like this
you
one.
You seem sincere.
You're sticky. Come over here. Be at my side. And what of you, Skull Spider?
How about this? I'll make you a deal. I'll come over there and be in your presence, and I'll hear your pitch. But first you gotta give me that Willem Dafoe cat.
I mean, I don't know what you mean by Willem Dafoe cat. This is just what cats look like in this universe. And the cat shakes its head and says, lying.
Nope.
Meow! Meow!
So are you trying to manipulate this guy?
Yes, I'm trying to manipulate him indeed.
I'm gonna let you do two because you're being sneaky.
Okay. And I get a one and a six.
So that is a mixed success.
Yeah.
So he's tell you what, I'll give you the cat if you give me that cool fanny pack.
Blow him up.
Yeah.
Blow him
up. All right. Actually, yes. That was my first thought is like, can I like reach into the fanny pack and like set these bombs without him noticing sneakily?
I think you can do that.
Okay. They got to roll for that though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna want two dice roll on that.
I got a 5 and a 4.
Well, that's not good. Wait, is that, you know what? That's a man thing.
It's a man thing.
Being sneaky. Yeah. Yeah. That, you're not using powers. You got that. You did it. You do that thing.
There you go.
So they start hissing like some sort of novelty stick. And he hands you the cat and he takes the fanny pack and he goes, cool fanny pack. And they blow up. And he blows up. And
game over.
You know, huge explosion. Room fills with smoke and stuff. The smoke clears. And he's still standing. He's got his full Green Goblin outfit on when the smoke clears. He's holding the real cosmic cube. And he's like, oh, you're a fuck. Is that it? Cool. Let's go. He's got a cool glider made of pure energy. The rooms got all like weird and Ditko-y. And he's like, you know, you could have joined me. We could have been cool, but you had to be a dick about it and try to blow me up. So I'm going to murder you.
Oh, shit. Well, now we
and
gotta...
I'm going to be like, yeah, right. You could have joined us as I walk towards him because he still thinks that I'm on
That's
his side.
True. Of course. Of course you are. Sticky, my loyal friend.
Sticky Pete. That's what they call me.
Sticky, get this guy.
Okay. Right. Where am I in proximity to him?
You're standing next to him. And you and Norman are both facing Bri, who's standing there holding a cat.
Can I web the cube and pull it out of his hands?
Sure.
All right.
And give me two. Bri, is there any way that you can help him with that?
Actually, yeah. I do have a plan. I was initially going to throw the cat, the Willem Dafoe cat, at the cube, because as we all know from the movies, cats love to eat cosmic cubes. And he's got a big honking Willem Dafoe mouth, so I figure he'd be pretty good at it, just chomp down on it. So that's what my initial plan was. However, I could also just throw the Willem Dafoe cat at Norman's face.
Bingo.
Okay.
It's the old Dafoe routine.
Okay, so I want Bri to roll 1, and I want Merc to roll 3.
Okay. And, yes. And I have to get four or under, right?
Yes. Okay. And Bri, you have to get 3 or over for yours.
3 or over. Okay.
4, 3, 2.
I got a 5.
Okay, so Bri throws a cat at Norman Osborn's face, and it just latches. You know, it's almost like he's wearing a mask that's shaped like a cat. The paws have linked behind.
You and I are not so different.
4-3-2. 4-3-2, and your thing is 4, so that's a mixed success. You web the cube, you pull it out of his hand, now you've got a cosmic cube, and he's got a cat on his face. What do you do?
What do you think, Bri?
Oh, man. We're supposed to get that thing back, I assume. We're supposed to guard it, right?
Yes, that's your job.
The power of the cosmic cube. I can just wish us back to our world.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You got a cosmic cube, baby.
You got a point there. I mean, we kind of pooched this thing hard. We were in a lot of trouble, so we should probably try to do a really good job of fixing this situation. Because I got to tell you, that spider boss is a real bee.
Yeah. I need to do something to Norm before we leave, though.
All right, I'll leave the room, but...
I'll be gobbling him up.
Oh my god.
Good god.
We leaving that in or not? I don't know.
Get off me, you meddling insect!
I'm gonna pants him, and then I'll get us out of there. Back to our world.
Roll one more dice for a man roll. I want a man roll.
3.
That's what those rolls are actually made of, actually.
So you try to pull his pants down. He has a belt, but you can still leave. He goes, whoa, ho, ho. Buy a goblin a drink first, and then you're gone. You're back in the place where you were. Skylight's still broken. but everything else is great. Spider Boss is there, and they're like, you know, you two, you sort of play by your own rules, but damn it, you get things done. You both made detective, and now you're both detectives, and that's the end.
Yeah!
Detective Sticky. That's what they call them.
Detectives get paid, right?
Not much.
The end. And that's the game.
I like it.
Yay!
Congratulations, you are both Spider-Man.
Yes. It's Detective Spider-Man.
The real Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think we proved that we're both the real Spider-Man, yeah. Except I'm the real Spider-Man.
Whatever. Whatever.
Wait, who's angsty now?
What if?
Andrew Garfield. He's had a very bad day. I got over the angst, you know? It's character development, but poor Andrew Garfield got screwed again.
We did leave him there.
Post-credit scene, he's just like, hello.
Guys. Hello.
Guys.
So sticky.
Sticky. Yay. Thanks for playing that game with me, guys.
Thanks for doing it.
Thanks for guiding us along this magical adventure.
I had fun.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Aww,
yeah, thanks for listening.
All four of you.
So, this is the part of the show that is the end of the show, and we say who we are and where you can check our stuff out. Myself, the Game Master, Kyle Lees, you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or just by looking up The Kyle Lees in your Google-icator. Google me. Google me twice. Shame on Bryce.
I am the sticky gatekeeper, Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Merconaut Like Astronaut on Instagram.
Ugh, I'm the...
He's still angsty.
Skull Spider, whatever. Whatever, I don't need to impress you. Anyway, I'm Brykotic. You can check me out at WelcomeToHereafter.com or on Instagram at DRYKOTYK.
We will, we'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Stay sticky.
Bye.
We love you. Oh, I will.
Cool. Spider-Man.